did the 49 hotel units hold three people and the 68 condos are going to hold eight people? That would be something good to know. It would also be good to be able to see floor plans of the units so that we know what we're dealing with. What are we really trading out? Are we trading out a three-person unit to a nine-person unit or a three to a three? So because right now it is 19 units, but 19 units, you can multiply that by four more people in each unit, and you know, now you're knocking on 100 people door kind of a thing, and you know, 50 more cars rolling up and down and the drive. So I really think the package needs to be buttoned up a little bit more with more information, maybe even some view shots of kind of what the views are out the backside of Lynx right now, how this might affect that. Yeah, those are just, I rambled on, but those are some thoughts.
I'd like to bring up, just hasn't been talked about, I see it here as a couple items of consideration, but are these trails? I know there are things that are just options that we could, you know, put in to discuss. It seems like, dark sky compliance is a no-brainer to bring the homestead up to that if they, you know, as part of the condition of what may go forward. But I would like to hear more about this trail that is the east-west trail. It's been brought up the trail on Homestead Drive, but this other one that's kind of a no man's land, and this idea of it being on a driving range, but we can't do that because of safety. I guess I would like more clarification on, I guess, what a real plan is here for this. Any large, you know, Ameali has an extensive trail network that was conditional to their plan, that we're not holding homesteads' feet to the fire on something that runs literally through the middle of the city and is completely blocked east-west with no access except for by roads because of the homestead, is, in my opinion, an issue and needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I will say that I like the trail that goes east-west out of Homestead, because then you pick up the trail at, was it Indian Summer? And then you go all the way.
Through Midway Village and then cutting across Freeman Farms.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's a good hike. And you'd have to be a really bad golfer off that driving range because you're walking behind them. So it'd have to be a 180-degree shot. I think the issue here is, it's more, could we do it like sort of a sense of the Planning Commission? I mean, can we get things in trade that are worth some of what the homestead is asking for? You know, not only the trail, but those conservation easements for all that land. Is that worth giving them what they want?
I think to Travis's point, there are still too many unknown variables there, and it doesn't sound like the public has had enough time for information. I guess I'm looking for a little guidance. It seems like this item should be continued. However, I'm concerned that if we don't make our voice known about how strongly we feel about the conservation easement, trails, some other things, will the city council take those into consideration if we don't make a recommendation for either denial or approval? Will a continuance, can we add some bullet points to that continuance?
That is an interesting question for sure. So almost a motion, you want a motion that the city council will hear as well.
Yeah, not just, hey, we continued it because we don't have enough information and you guys decide what to do.
Yeah, that is an interesting situation. Do you have a thought on that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think what I'm hearing from you guys is there's still things that you're interested in seeing, right? And you would kind of, the situation that we're in right now, I would suggest proposing, with however you want to recommend it and lay out your points that you want to see addressed. That's something that the council can do. Say, look, this is, we're interested in this, and these are our, you know, big things, our big non-negotiables, but these are things that we still need to have sorted out. And that's something that, as Michael mentioned, this is still an ongoing negotiation process, and that's why some things still feel like they're up in the air, is because they are, right? We're asking for something from you guys, and you're asking for some stuff from us, and we still need to negotiate on that part. So that's what I would suggest, is that your recommendations say, this is what we're interested in, we want these things, but we also need to have these things tied down, the East-West Trail, how the open space might be held in conservation, things like that.
Okay, thank you.
This is a hard one.
Yeah, and I would agree with that.
I do too.
It's important to let the city council know what the item, what items are very important for you, and so that can be considered.
So one thought I've had, just to my fellow commissioners, is I think you all know my position on TROD within the city. The ongoing dance between the city's tax incentives as a resort zone and TROD zones. I love the idea of expanding our resort properties that are dedicated resort zones and minimizing our communities with people that should be living there full time, not being continued rental houses and expanding more and more rental houses like the Village. Would anyone be, you know, just a thought that we have as a conversation just to run up the ladder to the city council, that with a certain amount of expansion and emphasis and growth on the, with the homestead expanding to, you know, what they're proposing, and with that tethered an idea of a reduction in areas of TROD in our residential communities.
Transient rental overlay district, it basically means places where people can do nightly rentals outside of a TROD or a transient rental overlay district. Am I got the acronym right?
You got it correct.
Okay.
And it's 30 days, is it 30 days?
30 days or less. People can rent their home out for 30 days or less in those areas. Or
so kind of a brief overview for that. A very limited part of Midway can be nightly rentals. They're located within the TROD. The resort zones are in the TROD and also the commercial areas, but there's some select residential areas that are in the TROD. So Midway Village is one of those. Also Turnberry and Turnberry Woods are in the TROD. So those areas, it's possible to rent on a short-term basis. You would need to meet the city code, but also if you're in an HOA, meet the CCNRs. So it's possible that the CCNRs could be written to where an area is off limits for overnight rental. So you have to meet both levels of rules, basically the city and the HOA. Our general plan discourages expanding the TROD. That's one thing that was written into our last revision in the past couple of years. And so and there's some negative consequences if the whole city is rentable. It makes it so there's really, housing goes up requiring rent-wise, for instance, and it also makes it so your community feels kind of hollow because people don't live permanently in your residence or in your community. So that's why the city has taken the approach that it has on not wanting to expand the TROD. We haven't really talked about reducing the TROD, though. That's kind of a new concept.
Mm-hmm.
So
directed to my fellow commissioners.
It would require a zone map amendment, which would require noticing to every individual property owner, and so there's a process we would go through for
just
that to happen.
It's a large conversation.
Yes.
Chair, could I just, since the lawyer was able to come up, if I could just, on behalf of the citizenry, I'm not so sure how we can move forward without sufficient public consultation. This is too significant of an issue. In fact, if it goes forward here, I would think the city council is going to have quite the meeting on the 2nd from the citizens. So I would just really encourage, let's slow down. Let's take a look at this, but allow the citizenry to really have input on this. I don't think there's been a lot of that.
But that's what my question was. Regardless of what we say, deny, continue, accept, it's going to the city council at the next meeting.
Because of the agreement that's been made with the
so do the citizens. Mm-hmm. And there, you can choose how you'd like to manage this. I'm just saying, if I were sitting in your shoes, I'd feel really uncomfortable if I don't have the backing of the citizens or any input really from
no,
the citizens.
No, I agree with you. I feel like I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place with this.
So I think what I've heard is that a couple things. One is that we're all in that there seems to be a strong preference that if this does go, if the city council takes this up at their next meeting, which they're going to do, that we want them to know that we are really adamant to have a conservation easement on those two parcels. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we're all in agreement on that. Now, it's part of it.
But Michael,
all of you could have applied to be on the Planning Commission, by the way.
What are the
things?
Pros and cons of continuing it? I mean, I understand what they're saying, and I agree, but it's going to City Council regardless.
Yeah.
But we just want them to know what our concerns are. If we continue it, they're not going to hear our concerns, correct?
Yeah, because really you want to make a motion, though, here.
Right.
If you did make a motion to continue, we could definitely relay that motion to them, and maybe that includes some information. And they may send it right back to you once they
okay.
Once they have a chance to have the public hearing and consider your recommendation. But if there are important points that you would like to make, if there is some agreement to be made, it would be important to bring those out, I think, in that motion.
So our three choices is recommend approval. This is me personally talking out loud. I wouldn't recommend a full-fledged approval on this thing. You can recommend deny or rejection, and I'm not really there either totally on the rejection thing, but I personally think we need to recommend it do a continuance, but have some bullet points that we insist on, want the city council to hear and to note. Because one way or another, they're getting it in on their plate next month, did you say?
Yeah, really April 2nd's the date that has been identified.
Okay.
So 6 o'clock in this room, April 2nd.
Okay. So what are the bullet points other than the conservation easements?
Trails.
The trails.
East and
trails.
West trails.
Okay. And the buffer between the properties, the Canton and the Lynx.
Yes.
Possibility of buffers there.
Yeah.
The other piece is I do think that they need to define what the units.
Yeah, occupancy.
Occupancy,
okay.
Going from 49 to 68 is 19 units, but what does that translate into, you know, people. Pillows,
yeah.
People staying
okay.
In the place. So, I mean, the part of the doubling the pillows, you would think that, yeah, that helps on a tax basis, but it also is something that Midway, the folks that live here are going, do we want to double the pillows? I don't want to double the pillows personally. I'd like to have a balance of, you know, allowing growth and allowing. We've all said, a lot of people in here have said that Homestead's doing a great job, but there's a balance to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make sure they're not taking the occupancy to a whole new level.
Okay, so in your motion, you could put that as a concern for the city council.
Occupancy. Oh God.
Yeah.
Do it, Travis.
Okay.
I recommend, I motion that we continue
mm-hmm.
with some strong, at least input/recommendations to the City Council to consider when they meet in April. The first being buffers for neighboring properties. The second being